Last month, KUER asked what questions our audience has about affordable housing in Utah. In our series, Hive Mind, listeners ask questions about different topics, and KUER reporters try to answer them. This week, can tiny homes ease the affordable housing crisis?
They're usually 250 to 500 square feet and have all the basic amenities of a traditional single-family home. But you can't just park it in the backyard. In Salt Lake City, a tiny home with wheels is considered an RV, and it's illegal to park an RV just anywhere. Councilman Derek Kitchen is pro-tiny house.
What we need to do as a city is figure out a way that we can accommodate innovative ideas.
Detroit, Michigan spent $1.5 million on 25 rent-to-own tiny homes for low-income residents. But that city also has a glut of vacant lots, cheap land prices, and few zoning regulations. Kitchen says the council's not likely to pass blanket zoning changes.
We want to look at each neighborhood for the unique qualities and characteristics that it has. What might work in Glendale might not be appropriate in Rose Park or Central City.
Without wheels, some tiny homes are considered accessory dwelling units, but ADU permits are limited. The city is already working to expand that option. Salt Lake Valley Habitat for Humanity is keeping an eye on tiny houses as well, but right now they're more focused on projects like Field of Dreams, a new super-efficient, affordable housing community in Kearns. Habitat got housing requests last year from some of the largest families they've ever seen. So while tiny houses are an option for, well, tiny families, there's still a great need for Utah's notoriously large ones. Brandon Critchley is Habitat's construction manager.
It's a tiny home movement. If we could figure out how to do it, then it changes the dynamic of families that we can help.
Tiny homeowners are having better luck in rural Utah and smaller communities. Pleasant Grove and Lehigh are now open to building tiny homes on private property. So tiny homes are here, and slowly but surely, local governments are making room. Listen for part two of the Hive Mind Project next Monday, where I answer the question, how much affordable housing is acceptable, and who decides this? Whitney Evans, KUER News.